This is another edition of the More Abundant Life radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you to our program today. My name is Adrian Westney Jr., your host. Today, we present another inspiring message by Pastor Wentley Phipps, and we will have some good music also. We're going to talk about the message in just a little bit, but just now, here is some very, very special music. This song is entitled Keep On Climbing, a song written by Wentley Phipps and sung by Wentley Phipps. Let's enjoy the music now.
Placed a dream within your heart, and if you make a start, He wants for you to know. All of your needs He will supply, He's always standing by. He's there to see you through. So keep on climbing until you reach your goal. Just keep on striving with all your heart and soul. All things are possible with God. So don't give in. He'll move your mountains. He believes in your dreams. And when the road ahead seems long, with faith you can be strong. There to show the way. With every step you know what's right, you'll conquer in His mind. He'll bring that brighter day. You just keep on climbing.
That's music by Wentley Phipps. The song is entitled Keep On Climbing, and that's from the CD release entitled The Sun Will Shine Again by Wentley Phipps. You are listening to the More Abundant Life radio broadcast, and my name is Adrian Westney. Our message is just about to begin. The title of today's message, Stand on the Rock. Let's join Pastor Phipps at this time.
If you have your Bibles with you, I want you to turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 2, the book of 1 Samuel. Chapter 2. The Bible says, "And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord, mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth, I love this, is enlarged over mine enemies. Because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God." Praise his name. My message this morning, Stand on the Rock. Hannah had been greatly troubled. She was deeply distressed. That great gift for which so many women long, the gift of childbearing and child rearing, had been denied her. For this, Hannah, the scriptures tell us, prayed to the Lord. Well, she not only prayed, if you read the Bible carefully, it says that she wept bitterly. In the midst of her weeping, she made a vow to the Lord that if she became pregnant with a son, she would give him to the Lord all the days of his life. No razor would touch his head. Well, one day Eli the priest saw Hannah mumbling and praying to herself. And you know, some people, when you talk to the Lord, they think you're talking to yourself. Yeah. They've even developed a psychological term for it. They call it auto-suggestion. It means you're just telling yourself stuff. Eli thought that Hannah was drunk because she moved her lips without saying anything. So Eli scolded her, only to learn that she was just in prayer. When Eli understood what was going on, he said to her, No, I say to you of the Lord, go in peace. May the God of Israel grant your petition which you have made to him. And you know the story that Hannah was blessed with a beautiful, bouncing son by the name of Samuel. When Samuel was born, Hannah gave thanks to God for the fulfillment of the vow. And what I read to you today was her prayer, what she said to the Lord. She said, "My heart exalts in the Lord. My strength is exalted in the Lord." And then this word that just moved me. There is none like the Lord. For there is no rock like our God. You know, this term rock is one of the terms that's used to describe our Lord. All throughout this book, our Lord Jesus is described as a rock. And that term rock is used very freely today because it sends a signal that something is solid, it is dependable, it is tough, it is strong. You know, even insurance companies call themselves the rock. They say, get a piece of the rock. People use the term rock as a nickname for diamonds. Did he give you a rock? The prison Alcatraz was called the rock. It was secure. Well, I want you to know, if you have your Bibles, in Deuteronomy 32:4, the Bible says, if you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn with me. Praise his holy name. Today, Deuteronomy chapter 32. And look at what verse 4 says there. Well, look at verse 3. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. Hallelujah. For all his ways are judgment. He is a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. Your God is a rock. Thank God. The scripture tells us that we too, like Hannah, have a rock. And out of this rock flows a river of life. Out of this rock flows streams of salvation. When Moses struck the rock in the wilderness, it was a symbol of bruising and wounding the rock, Christ Jesus. He is the rock of our salvation. He is the foundation of our hope. He is our protection in times of danger and dread. When someone is shooting at you, get behind a rock. This rock upon which we stand is firm. It is immovable. It is a defense in the time of storm. This rock upon which we stand is a hiding place. It is a shelter from the judgments of heaven. This rock is a strong tower in a weary land. It is a firm place for you to stand. Brothers and sisters, when they struck the rock of our salvation, streams of pardon flowed. Someone said, there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. There is no rock like our rock. The rock upon which this church is built is the living presence of God. And you can only understand the presence of God and know the presence of God by faith. All who are doers of the word are building on that rock, Christ Jesus. You know, if you want to, servant of God says, if you want to draw sinners out of the swift running current, your own feet must be firmly set upon the rock. When one places his feet on the solid rock, Christ Jesus, as his foundation, the servant of God says he receives an endowment of power from the source of all knowledge, all wisdom, and spiritual efficiency, that all may know to which party he belongs, whether you're a commandment keeper or commandment breaker. And I'm here to tell you today that commandment keepers are standing upon a rock. The wise builder builds upon the rock, Christ Jesus. No matter what he may be doing before he met Jesus, when you're standing on the word of God, you're standing on a rock. There are people who still are confused about what Adventists believe. I want you to know today, we do not believe that any human person or anything human is worthy enough to plant our feet for eternity. We believe the righteousness of Jesus Christ is our only hope of salvation. And those who are building on the rock Christ Jesus, you're going to know who they are. They will not follow any of the pernicious practices of the world, and they will search the Bible for themselves. You want to know somebody who's standing on a rock? That person is searching the scriptures for themselves. You know, in 1935, they built the Hoover Dam, and the Hoover Dam was built on the Colorado River in the Black Canyon between Arizona and Nevada. And it still is considered today one of America's greatest civil engineering wonders. Hoover Dam is what's called an arch gravity dam. It is designed, it means, in other words, that this arch is actually laid on its side. It is designed so that the more pressure that is applied against the dam, the more it is wedged into the rock, and the stronger it becomes. That's what you ought to do. You ought to let Jesus be your rock. So that no matter what pressures come your way, no matter what the devil puts on you, it'll just push you closer to the rock Christ Jesus. When Jesus said to Peter, "Upon this rock I will build my church," I believe that Jesus meant that those who trust me, stay with me today. When Jesus said, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock," he wasn't saying, "I am building my church on Peter." He was saying, "Peter, you trust me. You trust the truth as it is in Jesus. And when you trust the truth as it is in Jesus, you are building upon a rock." Jesus said that those who trust me and believe in the truth as it is in Jesus build upon a rock. Those who build on the rock build on a foundation of trusting God. And we all trust somebody, you know. And we all trust people with what is precious to us. See, you're trusting somebody with your money right now, hoping you get a good return. You are trusting somebody with your child right now. Hopefully they're in church. But there are people who trust their children to other people. You trust people with your secrets. It is amazing to me when people get up on these shows on Jenny and trust people with their secrets. I ask you today, who are you trusting with your soul salvation? One of the greatest disappointments in life is to discover that your trust has been misplaced. Almost everything you do in life involves the issue of trust. Personal relationships are based on trust, confidence that the other drivers on the road are going to be sober. Are you with me today? That they'll stay on their side of the line. You didn't think about that. You're going to think about that going home today. Showing up to work on the first of the month and expecting a check on the 15th of the month. You trusting that your company will come through. Amen. The advertising agencies know that we love to trust. That's why we get conned. That's why advertising works. Guess who else knows that? God knows it. And to all the voices in the world asking for our trust, God adds his voice. He says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." That's what God wants from each one of us. He wants us not only to believe in him, but to give our hearts, the very core of our being. He wants us to place it in his hands and just trust him. Yes. Trusting God means you rely more on the unseen than the seen. Amen. You see, it was just amazing to me as I was studying this week that God used Christ to tell us that he is building his kingdom on something you can't see. Would you build a kingdom on something you can't see? Would you build a kingdom on something you can't see? That's what Jesus said. He said, I'm building my church on something you can't see. This church is not built on these pieces of wood, and it is not built on what's going on in here. This church is built on your belief in the trustworthiness of God. You trust God. And Jesus says, upon your trusting me, I can build my church. Trusting God means you rely more on the unseen than the seen. And that's kind of hard for some people. But for some people, it's easy. I look at people who skydive. That is amazing to me. That you would take, are you with me today? That you would take yourself and just throw yourself out of an airplane, believing that upon a little cord, you will land safely back to earth. I want you to know that those people trust in that little ripcord. And God is saying to you today, jump. No matter what I'm calling you to do, jump. Trust me. If they can trust a ripcord, you can trust me. And I am building my kingdom on your trust in me. Trusting God means that you admit that he's wiser than you are, that your understanding pales in comparison to his. Trusting God means admitting that he is stronger than you are. Trusting God means you live like his way and not your way. Do you trust God? Trusting God means you relax. You say, my times are in your hands. You know, like that story of that man that was working near a cliff and he slipped and he was hanging onto a branch and he shouted, is anybody up there? He didn't hear anything. He shouted again, is there anybody up there? And then he heard a voice, so the story goes, from heaven saying, let go. I've got you. He looked down. He looked up. He said, is there anybody else up there? Can you trust what God tells you to do when he says, jump? When he says, go do what I've asked you to do. Trusting God means relying more on the unseen than the seen. Believing that God's got your back. How many believe God's got your back? Amen. Those who build on the rock build on the foundation of trusting God. What does it mean to trust God? A man once told of a conversation with a trapeze artist, and the performer admitted that the net underneath him was there to keep him from breaking their own neck. But he said, you know, the net also keeps us from falling. The net keeps you from falling. He said, imagine there is no net. We would be so nervous that we'd be more likely to miss and fall. If there wasn't a net, we would not dare to do some of the things that we do. But because there's a net, we dare to make turns. And he said, once I made 3 turns, thanks to the net. In other words, God's got a net underneath you. So risk for him. Do what he calls you to do. He's got your back. You can trust him. He said, upon this rock of your trust, in my trustworthiness, I can build my kingdom. Do you show that you can trust him? Trusting God is all about trusting his word. Trusting God is at the foundation of your relationship. The most important ability you can ever acquire is the ability to trust God for what you want and what you need. Did you know that the Ten Commandments, all of them are screaming to us every day, trust me. Don't lie. Trust me.
Don't steal. I'll provide for you. Trust me. Don't covet. I've got your back. Trust me. Leave that woman alone. I've got somebody for you. Trust me. I am the Lord and there is none else. There is no other God beside me. Trust me. The Ten Commandments are screaming to us. Trust me.
Noah built an ark because he trusted God. When you trust God, 40 days and nights of rain won't drown you. Trust him. When you trust God, Jericho's walls come down. When you trust God, big old highways appear in the middle of the sea. When you trust God, a little boy's lunch can feed 10,000. When you trust God, a garment touched in desperation will bring healing. We Christians believe that when you trust God, trusting God is the foundation of our reality. Now you missed that. In other words, we believe trusting in the invisible is the foundation of what is real. That's why Jesus said, I am building my church upon the invisible. Trusting in the invisible is the foundation of your reality. Trusting God is the foundation of your faith. Trusting God is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Trusting God creates the very substance upon which you can stand. The one person you can trust. Don't worry about this hectic, feverish pace in life. He can control every part of your life. The ultimate foundation for trust in God is his trustworthiness. So we stand on the rock. I ask you today, are you standing on the rock, Christ Jesus? Stand on the rock. Stand on the rock. And you will always be safe. Upon this rock, I will build my church. And the rock is your trust, your belief in his trustworthiness.
That brings us to the end of our message for today and just about to the end of our program. Just before I go, though, if you would like to obtain a copy of today's message, please refer to program number 218. That's program number 218 today. And you can obtain that by calling the Seabrook Church office at 301-577-6342. The phone number again, 301-577-6342. Don't forget to ask for program number 218. Until next time, please remember the words written in John chapter 10, verse 10, where Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that that life might be the more abundant life.
Give what's in your heart.